guys, I want to tell you what an honor it is to sit down with you. You've had so many great songs, so many hits. But I want to ask you, has there ever been one hit that it surprised you? You know, one of the songs you wrote that you said, I cannot believe it, but it was really a big smash and you just weren't really expecting it.
Yeah, Long Train Running.
Really?
Yeah. Him wanting to cut it was a surprise for me. We played that song for 3 years before it was ever cut. And it was a jam. I mean, that's what it was. It was a jam session. I made up different words every night. There were no words. And we would stretch it way out. You know, it would go on forever. So I just considered, well, it's a great jam. It's fun to play live. And we were playing in places like Chateau Liberté and some pretty rowdy bars and what have you. So it worked really well for that. And he says, you know what? We got to cut this. And I said, really? It's not that I didn't like the groove. I thought it was great, but I didn't think, you know, it wasn't. I don't want to use the word formulaic, but it didn't have a real direction. So, number one, it needed to be cut down and put into a song format that would be recognizable as an album cut, as it turned out, a radio cut. And then it needed words. I said, oh, come on, Gotti, really? You need words? So, we had the thing about Down Around the Corner and the thing about the railroad. That was it. And so I finally went in and wrote the words, which I did on a few songs in those days. There was a great place, a couple of great places to write in Amigo Studios, and that. And one of them was to either go in the bathroom because of the natural reverb if you wanted to sing a part, or to go into the, you know, the lounge over there and sit there and write. And so it all came together, and I was really surprised, and they put it out, and it did very well.
Another thing that, by the way, is I know that Black Water wasn't really supposed to be a single originally, and some guy at a radio station started playing it, and the next thing I knew, it took off and became the first number one single for the group.
That's true.
That's great how those things work out. Well, the other thing that I'm really impressed by is you guys have been doing it for so long, for so many years, and it still seems like you like or you love what you do. You know, I'm a financial advisor, so we don't have a ton of parallels, but, you know, I love what I do every single day, helping my clients come to work and making their lives easier and helping them make memories.
Sounds like a parallel to me.
Seen the same thing for you guys after all these years? You still love what you're doing?
I think you sort of have to if you want to keep doing this. If you're not liking what you're doing, you're going to put on a lousy show, number one. The people are going to pick that up, number two. And number three, they won't come back. So
pretty soon you won't be doing it.
Yeah, I think... Because it's a lot of traveling. It's a lot, you know, you get pretty beat up doing this if you're out for, you know, weeks at a time and, you know, you're traveling all over the world and you're flying or you're on a bus. So in order to balance that, the payoff, as Keith used to put it, he says, we don't get paid for the show. We get paid for the 22 hours it takes to get to the show. Then we play for nothing.
That's a great way to put it. That is a great way. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very cool conversation with the guys there, Jason. The new CD is called Southbound, and some really great stuff. What surprised you the most about sitting down with these guys and talking about their music and their retirement years?
One of the best things that I learned sitting down with them is, number one, how down to earth they are. And number two, their great passion for what they do. And that's what I love. Anybody that's passionate about what they do, it really, really gets me excited. And so with these guys, what they said is that, you know, when they do 24 hours of driving to get to the their show, you know, they're working, you know, they're getting paid actually for that 24 hours of driving. You know, the show is free because they love doing that. That's not work to them. And so, you know, that shows how much they love what they do. Their favorite thing is to see the smiling faces of people and to see everybody having a good time, and that's what it's all about.
And I heard that they mentioned during the conversations off air that, you know, Blackwater, that wasn't even planned for release. Can you imagine never hearing that tune over the years?
They laughed when I asked them that question, and they just basically said, you know, most of the songs that really were hits were just jam sessions, and every night it was a different, a different song, and it went on for 10 to 15 minutes. And so when they finally had to get them down on paper, holy cow, we got to figure out some words here. And just, it's amazing how things develop like that.
Well, it's pretty cool to see them incorporating some of the newer artists in their music with this new album, Southbound, coming out this Tuesday. We'll see. I think we have Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley, the Zac Brown Band, Sarah Evans. I love her voice, so I'm sure that one's going to be a great one, too. You mentioned Toby Keith. And so let's give away a few CDs today for our listeners here on the Retirement Red Zone. Jason, how about 10 today?
That sounds good. I'll tell you, the thing is, when I first heard this, you know, what they were doing, I like country and I like the Doobies, but I really wasn't getting the vibe on this, putting them together. But anybody that's a Doobie Brothers fan will absolutely love the CD. It is awesome.